Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Opening to Ecstasy. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. Get ready to make a joyful shift in your life in this next hour. The Soul Sisters are joining us today to help you stop shooting yourself and go guilt-free. Are you doing things that don't serve your highest good? Do you want to say no with more compassion, grace, love, and humor? The Soul Sisters offer insights into feeling your feelings, finding forgiveness, and saying no, and going guilt-free in life. Jennifer Alhassa and Lara Simmons are sisters living on opposite coasts, helping spiritual seekers find their path to peace, oneness, love, and light. They are the Dear Abby for the new millennium. Their mission is to offer intuition, insightful and informed advice to their readers, and connect them with tools for their awakening. So, Jennifer.
Yes, hello.
It says that you played the bad girl most of your life until you had a awakening when you had advanced breast cancer when you were 34.
That was my story, yep.
You've healed from that, I'm assuming.
I have indeed, yes. 7 years ago.
Fabulous. And this was a wake-up call for you that started you on your spiritual journey?
It was definitely. I mean, I was living sort of the lost life of going out and smoking and drinking and partying and not having a conscious connection at all. And then I was diagnosed, and my sister, through her connections, I got a free psychic reading call, and that awakened me to all the other options out there in life and to even having a spiritual life, which I'd forgotten was even a part of the path. And so that's how I started. I got into meditation as I was healing through medical treatment, and then just took off and deeper and deeper into the spiritual path from there.
Fabulous. 20 years ago, quite a scary brush with cancer was a wake-up call for me as well and started me on my spiritual journey, so I can relate to that.
Wonderful. Takes all kinds of awakenings, right?
Yeah, and I've had many. I keep going back to sleep.
We all do a little bit.
Which coast do you live on?
I live on the East Coast, so I live in Queens, right outside of New York City.
Great. And Lara Simmons, you're on the line as well?
I am.
And you must be on the West Coast.
I am. I'm in Seattle, Washington.
So you're the West Coast. It says you were the good girl growing up, so you two did the typical thing of having different roles in the family.
We did, yes. I pretty early on decided that was going to be my role. I was going to be the good girl. And so I didn't drink. I didn't smoke. I didn't party. I did what was expected of me, and I got good grades and stayed out of trouble, and then, got married and stayed in the, we were raised Protestant, and my husband is Catholic, so I converted to Catholicism, and I was like, oh, aren't I good? I'm staying a Christian. And then for me, my awakening was motherhood. I had a very traumatic birth with my first son. It's a four-hour ordeal that sort of took me to the edge of what I was capable of or thought I was capable of. And then the sleep deprivation, the sort of exhaustion and sleep deprivation that came, you know, from that experience, plus having a newborn baby, just led me to tap into some very, very deep anger. And I was just a raging maniac for a few years. And I didn't want to be that kind of parent. I didn't want to be that kind of partner. So, like my sister, I started looking around for something else, for something that was different, something that was more positive. And similarly found meditation, found unity, church, and just found a lot of great spiritual teachers out there who've helped me along the way.
Fabulous. Which one of you is the older sister?
I'm the older, Laura.
Great. So were you too close growing up?
We were very close. We fought a lot, but we were close. I mean, I think we were each other's best friend and also probably worst enemy at times.
That's beautiful. What a great relationship. So how did you decide to start the Dear Soul Sisters?
Well, it was a divine gift. I really, because, you know, we've both been doing our own sort of writing and websites and blogging and different things. And I was just walking down the street one day, and I just had this idea, hey, Jen and I should write an advice column together. And I called her up, and she was totally excited and on board. And so we just went from there.
Great. So it makes sense that you would be taking the good girl role and be the older sister. Then what was left for her was being the bad girl.
Right. Got to be different somehow, right?
Yeah.
She was never that bad, though.
I'm sure not. We all have everything inside of us. I mean, I can relate to both of your stories. Certainly another awakening for me was definitely a traumatic birth with my son and unexpected single parenting, and I know that feeling of sleep deprivation and getting finding that you have anger inside of you that you had no idea that you could possibly feel like that. this is not who I want to be.
it's kind of scary when you realize what's really deep down inside of you. Definitely can be a shock.
Yeah, and then you get to the point where you realize that everything's inside of you and you can embrace all of it. But I still get surprised at myself sometimes.
Absolutely.
So you two have a website that's kind of like a Dear Abby column in a sense, that people write questions to you?
We do. It's DearSoulSisters.com. And so every week we take one reader's question and we write back in a mashup. So we'll take turns and we'll each write our response to the question, and then one person will put that together, what we call a mashup, and then the other person will edit it and then we'll launch it. So we always open for people to write in with whatever might be on their mind spiritually or family-wise or just anything they're struggling with in life. We're open to more questions, and we are thrilled to write back. And we give a pretty thorough response. People comment how thorough we are, so we think that's a good thing. To each person's issue, and we know that whatever the answer that comes up, just like Dear Abby, it's always relevant for everybody reading. Maybe they don't need it today, but they might need it later. So you can search along the side by tag and category. So if there's something like Ask the Universe or Meditation or Saying No, you can always click on those and get all our previous posts there, too.
So where do you get your answers? Is this just from information that you have from your experience and studies, or are you tuning into spirit or some combination?
Yeah, I think all of the above. I definitely, I sort of write down the person's question and kind of keep it on my sort of, home desk and just meditate on it all week. And, you know, sometimes I'll sit in meditation. Other times I'll just kind of, as I'm walking through life, I was teaching a writing class this morning with this kind of a writing class on a spiritual basis. And as I was reading something to the group, I was like, the person next week needs to know this, needs to do this. And I work on the question all through and pull from things I've read, pull from my intuition, pull from things the universe sent me. I feel like the universe sent me that. Hey, give her this. So that's how I work. And
yeah, I would say the same thing. Like, instead of have it in my mind and soul all week and marinate on it. And, you know, what's really cool is I was going to share the story of what happened last week. And so we were answering a question about letting go and when you should quit something. And Lana sent her response. I hadn't read it because I'd like to write it in a vacuum and then we'll send it off. But we usually put a quote at the top if one pops up and one's applicable. And the only one I could think of was from Kenny Rogers, the gambler. He's got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. And it was so funny because my mind was like, oh, this is really spiritual. But I'm like, no, Kenny needs to go in this. I'm going to just put it up there and send it. And I sent it to Lana, and it was so amazing. Because she called and said, like, oh, my God, I was thinking of putting Kenny on there, but I didn't put it on. And so it was just like the universe gave us both Kenny, which I thought was just a divine synchronicity.
That's beautiful. Yeah. So we have just a minute before the first break. And before we go to break, can you tell the listeners how they could get a question to you? Because I'm sure many listening are thinking, oh, I would love to send a question and get all that individual attention on me.
Absolutely. So just go to www.dearsoulsisters.com, and there's a tab that says Write to the Soul Sisters, and just click on that, and we have a contact form, and it'll come right through.
Fabulous. So that's dearsoulsisters.com, and you can send your question to the Soul Sisters. We'll be right back with more from the Soul Sisters after this brief commercial break.
Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
ZO88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using ZO88 Zeolite pure powder form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. And today we have the Soul Sisters. We have Laura Simmons from the West Coast and her sister, Jennifer Alhassa, from the East Coast. And they are the Dear Abbeys of the New Millennium, which would be now. Okay, so our topic today was stop shooting yourself and go guilt-free. And that is a topic that resonates very strongly with me. And I'm not even sure, you know, how to phrase a question there. I just want to know, you know, where your what your thoughts are on that topic, what you had to share with the listeners.
Sure. Well, I'll start. This is Jennifer. We sort of came up with this based on several questions we've had, and it often comes back from our readers, this answer. So what we say first is if there's something that you're thinking about, so let's say someone invites you somewhere and you don't really feel like going, like a birthday party, for example, and you start shooting yourself, right? I should go, I don't want to. You start thinking about all these things. We would say first, if this happens, stop and just feel your feelings. Feel the fears that come up when you think about saying no or you think about not going. I mean, often as a kid, you know, if you woke up and you were sick, your mother might have said, oh, you've got to go to school. And you had to, you know, think of reasons and think of alibis, think of ways you could get out of that and stay home. So we suggest that you start in meditation when something comes up like this. And really ground yourself and just feel what comes up when you think about saying no to something or you think about not going to something and really, you know, tune in to what comes up for you. And often it might be something from childhood that'll pop up, an old fear like I'm going to get in trouble or I'm naughty or they aren't going to like me or they don't want to be my friend. And, of course, a lot of these smaller fears lead to the biggest fear, which is I'm not going to be loved, right? I'm going to be unlovable. And they're going to reject me if I don't do something. So really feel into that. And meditation, we find, is one of the things we always recommend to our readers where you feel like somebody's a broken record, but a good one, in saying start with this. When you're having an issue, sit down, really hunker down into your feelings. And if you're having trouble, I mean, if meditation is something that doesn't resonate with you, take that word away. You know, just sit down in the quiet. Put on some of your music that really gets you into a place where you can hear your heart. And that's what it's about, you know. It's like getting quiet, stopping looking at technology, slow down your mind, slow down your life, just so you can really feel what it is you're struggling with.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know a lot of times we rush through life and don't even stop to see what it is that's bothering us until it comes out sideways and affects our relationships or business and parenting, and it's quite pervasive. So that is incredibly important that we tune in to our feelings. So, Laura, I know that the two of you work organically together. What's coming up for you in talking and thinking about the stop shooting yourself?
Well, obviously, you know, having played the good girl, you know, the good girl always says yes, right, to someone's request. So that was definitely a big part of it for me. And I feel like that's a lot of what we get from our readers is we had two or three questions that sort of address this very specifically, like how do I say no? How do I not do this thing I don't want to do? And I think especially more for women, it's just pervasive, this idea that you can't say no. It's not okay for you to say no. It's not allowed. And I think another part of it, I think this is for both of us, is our Midwestern background. You know, in Midwestern, there's so many great things about Midwestern values and Midwestern sensibilities. But I think one of the downsides is to, quote, be nice. You know, everyone's supposed to be nice and never say anything bad, never be confrontational, make everyone else happy. And it's sort of that hostess kind of mentality that is great when you're having a dinner party, but it doesn't work so great when you take it into your life, because always, you know, being the hostess at everyone else's dinner party throughout your life means that you're never really getting what you want. And I think that leads to a lot of resentment, a lot of anger. And as you said, it can eke out into all areas of your life, and it can, you know, eke out into your health as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
So I think just realizing that we're all, you know, we're all human beings, and we all have a right to, we have a right to do what we want. And that's, it's sort of like there's this fine line with this, because you don't want to, you know, encourage outwardly selfish behavior. But I guess what we would say is we feel like honoring your truth helps others honor their truth. And it sort of just builds this energy of, you know, I'm going to tell you the truth, and it's okay for you to tell me the truth. And I think that's kind of what we're going for. Not the, you do whatever you want, but just, you know, I'm going to speak my truth, and I'm going to allow you to speak yours, and making that a safe place for people in your lives.
Yes, we all need that permission to know how we really feel and to speak that truth. It's something that I certainly was not encouraged to do growing up. I mean, you know, you get punished for lying to your parents in a certain sense, but you don't, but you get encouraged to lie to yourself about how you feel and what you really want. And I know that it wasn't just in my family.
So, oh, absolutely. And I, you know, that is one of the biggest lessons as a parent, is realizing that we don't listen to children. And that was brought home in such a big way this summer, with my younger son. He had been insisting on not going on this play date with a certain kid for months. And this kid was always wanting to have play dates with him. And I thought my son was, you know, I, as a parent, I'm like, oh, he's being inclusive. Oh, he doesn't like this boy. Oh, he's, you know, he's making waves. And finally I just, you know, we sat down and I sort of tried to talk to him about it. And he said, well, Mom, sometimes the parents on the play date aren't nice. And I said, well, what do you mean? And he told me about an incident that had happened at this kid's house where the mother had behaved in a way that was, you know, not abusive or any, you know, anything really out of, nothing really out of control. But it was just something that she had done something that really scared him. And he's like, I don't ever want to go back there. And it was just like, oh my gosh. It was this epiphany that he had been trying to tell me, this doesn't feel safe for me. And I had been ignoring him. And I know we do that to kids all the time because we want, you know, we don't want to make waves. We don't want to make other people feel uncomfortable. We don't, you know, I didn't want to keep saying no to these ladies. And finally, it just was very clear that I will never say yes to a play date again at this house. And that's what I need to do as a mom to protect my son. And it just, whenever my kids say something now, I try my very hardest to listen to what they're saying because I know that they have a reason. And even if it's a reason I don't understand, that doesn't mean it's not a good reason.
Oh,
and I think that's true for all of, it's true for all of us. We all have good reasons, but we feel like Jen said, we feel like we need an alibi. We need an excuse. We need a quote-unquote good excuse, a good enough excuse. Mm-hmm. But we don't need a good enough excuse. If something is uncomfortable or doesn't work for us, that's all we need to know. And we just need to communicate that with love and grace.
Yes, when you brought up about children, and in my work, one of the things I come across, and of course I have to do is look at myself, I don't have to look any further than myself for examples of this, but it's in everybody that it's not just their own you know, physical children. It's your own children inside of yourself, the parts
right.
of yourself that you've made wrong. And it's just like a reflex that people do without even realizing that they're doing it. It's unconscious. And I know we're becoming more and more conscious all the time, and I'm so grateful for that. And I'm really glad that you two are out there answering these questions with all the soulfulness and the consciousness that you bring to your answers.
Oh, thank you. It's our joy. And I want to segue into our favorite quote on this is from Anne Lamott, where she wrote, "No is a complete sentence."
I like that.
Isn't it great? Because it's like, you know, if you listen to yourself and you start to think of, you know, like, I'm not going to go to this party, right? You say no and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. That's when you start giving your airtight alibi, right?
Yes.
Thinking of all the reasons, and I'll even catch myself doing it in a store. If somebody's like, oh, would you like to buy this? And I'll say no, and then I'll tell them why I'm not going to buy it. And sometimes make something up, like, I'm going to keep looking, I'm going to bring my husband back. You know, I just find myself giving them information that's
yes.
completely unnecessary, where if I just said, not interested, thank you, would be enough.
Yes.
But because of my Midwest good girl upbringing, I felt like I had to tell them why I was saying no. And there's such freedom in that. And I think you could do it, you know, as we said earlier, with love and with compassion. And you don't just go, no, I'm not coming, like that. You say it more open, like, no. And you know what? A nice thing to add to that, if you feel like you need to, it's just, I've got a prior commitment, or it's not going to work for me. And just add a, I'd love to, a thanks, really appreciate you thinking of me. You know, some soft language. And, you know, you can even use humor if it's someone you have that rapport with, you know, like, oh, you know me, overbooking myself or something, you know. Just make a joke or something to sort of diffuse the situation. Because I think often we can build it up so much in our heads and in our souls, right, that this is going to be such a huge thing. And Laura and I had one great example recently when we were both talking about, like, when you say no. Go ahead.
I can hear your example after the break. We're right up
to the
next commercial.
I'll let Laura tell you then.
So you can find the Soul Sisters at DearSoulSisters.com. And we'll be right back after this quick break.
Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eye. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com. Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. And today we have the Soul Sisters. We have Jennifer Ahasa from the East Coast and Laura Simmons from the West Coast. And they are actual sisters. And they have a, it's kind of like a column, but it's a website. It's rather like Dear Abby, but they're the Dear Soul Sisters. So anyone can write in their questions. You just go to DearSoulSisters.com. And, of course, that's www.DearSoulSisters.com. And you can click the tab to send them a question, and they will tune into their vast wealth of knowledge and information in addition to tuning into their spiritual connections. And they both will take time meditating with your on your question and getting a really wonderful answer for you. So you can go to soulsisters.com, and they also have a gift for you there. It's a violet flame meditation, and that's a free gift that you can download from their site. So be sure to go to DearSoulSisters.com and get your free gift, the violet flame meditation, and also to send your questions. And if you don't have a question right now, you can look at the answers that they've given to people over the last, how long have you ladies been doing this?
It's been, 3 months, I think? 3 or 4 months?
Yeah.
Well, they've got a lot on their website already. I was thinking you've been doing it about a year. So they're off to a great running start, and there's a wealth of information already on their website for you, and you can ask your questions whenever you have one. So just before the break, we were talking about stop shooting yourself and go guilt-free. And I was raised fundamental Christian and raised with lots of guilt, and it's not something that's just any particular religion or any particular way of being. My partner was raised by people who were somewhat atheist, and his mother was into more of a goddess worship than his father, and I think is maybe agnostic. I'm not sure how he categorized himself, but just this pervasive way of being of guilt. And when people are stuck in guilt, then it's very hard for them to accept pleasure and right. to feel deserving of it. If unconsciously you're always thinking that you're guilty, then it's not a conscious thought of like, oh, I want to have pain, I want to suffer, I don't deserve to have good things, but unconsciously it's programmed in to happen automatically when you feel guilty that you do not allow yourself to have as much pleasure. And certainly shooting yourself falls into that. So how do you guys have advice for how listeners could tell when they're shooting themselves?
Yeah, I just want to say, oh my gosh, I feel like you just opened up a window for me, because my husband and I struggle with this a lot, especially around, parenting and taking a break from parenting. Like I always just feel like I have to be down there in the trenches, and like I can't take a break, and I think that's what it is. It's like being raised with this sort of Midwestern guilt complex. You do. You feel like you don't deserve pleasure. I've never kind of thought of it in that context.
Yeah,
so thank you so much.
You're
that
welcome.
That is amazing.
And we're
That's
all
an amazing
powered,
insight.
We're all
would you say?
We're all powered by pleasure. That is what inspires us. That's what gives us energy. And when we're driven by guilt, we become very exhausted and get a real haggard feeling. And particularly feminine energy is really powered by pleasure. So people can stop and notice what gives you pleasure and give yourself permission for that. And, you know, since we've pretty much all been raised marinated in guilt, we don't even realize that it's happening. You know, it's like the air. You know, if you live by a really stinky pulp mill, other people driving by hold their noses, and if you live there, you don't notice that it smells really bad anymore because that's just what life smells like. And I think guilt is like that too. And so if you want to just meditate every day on how can you have more fun, you know, how can you have more pleasure, that you deserve to have pleasure and feel good, and it'll help you be an even better parent.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, all right. Woo. Thank you.
So back to our advice.
I actually got this from a counselor that I saw. Her name is Dr. Kat Saunders, and she's an amazing counselor in Seattle. And she has a sort of a guilt test. And the test is, what's the difference between should guilt and good guilt? And so for her, what she says is that good guilt is when you've broken a moral code that you hold for yourself. So you've lied, you've cheated, you've stolen, whatever your personal moral beliefs are, you've broken one of those, and that's good guilt. She says that's what guilt is for. It's to keep us from breaking those covenants that we've made with ourselves and with those around us. Should guilt is when you have broken somebody else's rule about how you should behave.
Mm.
So, for instance, in the example we were talking about, your friend invites you to a birthday party. If your friend believes that you don't have the right to say no, and you say no, then you've broken her rule, and you may feel guilty about that. But that is should guilt, Dr. Kat would say. And because you believe, or at least I believe, that everyone has the right to decline an invitation. We all have free will, right? We all have the right to decline an invitation at any time. So I'm not breaking one of my own rules or my own moral codes. But other people may have, you know, moral codes that are different than yours. And so when you're breaking someone else's code, that's the should guilt. And because you haven't agreed to live by their moral codes, you're only agreed to live by your own. And so that's the difference. And so it's the should guilt that we want to help people get rid of, this idea that, you know, and it kind of goes along with this idea that it's our job to make other people happy.
Yes.
You know, I think that's one of the paradigms that's really being shifted in this sort of new wave of spirituality and awakening, is everyone's responsible for their own happiness. And we need to take that as a sort of one of our bedrock principles and own that for ourselves and allow other people to own that for themselves as well.
Absolutely. Beautifully, beautifully said. When you were talking, I thought, you know, it's interesting because so many of us take on other people's values without even having a chance to think about what actually feels true for us. You know, in childhood, you know, we're talking about the should guilt and quote-unquote good guilt, that I think most people haven't spent the time to sit with it and see what actually is from them and what actually they've internalized from other people. So it can get pretty convoluted, but definitely any time that we're shooting ourselves, it's not helpful, even if it's something that is in line with your own values. It seems like just the language even. So maybe rather than saying you should or I should do this, maybe saying I want to do this, or finding out if you don't want to, that I don't want to do this.
Exactly. And for me, I was going to say, that's my internal litmus test that I use now. So let's say I have something coming up this weekend, which I do, that I'm deciding whether or not to go. If I say to myself in my head and catch myself saying to my husband, for example, I should go to that party, then I know that it's not really my truth that I don't want to, you know? I mean, for me, if I start using the word now because I think I've done work around this, like if I use that word, I know it's a no, you know, just automatically now. Like, if I'm like, I can't wait to go, and you see how my voice changes even, it's an excitement, it's an enthusiasm, it's a, yeah, this is going to be pleasure, this is going to be fun. But if I start in my answer to something like, I should go, you know, you get tight, you get tense, you lower your voice, you close down, and you're shutting down your heart, which is like, no, no, you don't want to go. And that, again, takes us back to where we started, to really feel your feelings. Feel into them when something comes up to you, and stop, you know, take time before RSVPing. Take time before saying yes to something because somebody asked, and really stop and say, how am I feeling about this? And catch yourself. If you start shooting yourself, that's an indication you might want to take a look at it.
Fabulous. So what I hear you saying is when there's something that you feel like you, quote, unquote, should do, that you can sit with it and feel how you feel. And if it's something that enlivens you and excites you, then it's a want to. And if it's something that kind of drains you, it's a you are shooting yourself.
Exactly. Yeah, if you're not feeling the excitement, then that's all you need to know. Like you said, it's the pleasure, right? It's the deserving of the pleasure.
Yes.
Something that if it's something that's going to bring you pleasure, then that's where you go. Yeah, and what it made me think of is, so since I've been doing work around this, to take it sort of to the next step is, you know, because when you're in a, you know, when you're in a partnership or you're in a family, there are times when you can't just, you know, say no, or you can, but where you may not want to for the benefit of all. So the way it's kind of worked for me is the more I allow myself to say no, the more I can also say yes, not necessarily to the activity. There's some activities that that I don't necessarily want to do, but it's important to my husband that I'm there with him. And so, you know, while my initial reaction is, oh, no, then he can say, you know, this is really important to me. And then what I need to sit with is, okay, well, how do I feel about that? Am I feeling in a place where I can give this to him as a gift? And then it's sort of like going through that, and then it's okay to go to the event because, you know, I have the right to say yes or no, and I've enacted that right.
Absolutely.
And then I've decided from a different place that, hey, for the good of all the family, I'm gonna do this.
Beautiful. When you give yourself permission to say no, then you can freely say yes. And
exactly.
We'll be right back after this quick message. Stay tuned.
I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there's only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Welcome to Anna Gallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at annagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anna Gallis Herbs, if you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. And today we have the beautiful soul sisters, Jennifer Alhassa and Laura Simmons. And they are the Dear Abby for today. So you can find them at www.dearsoulsisters.com. You can go there and you can ask them a question. They'll select one a week and they give a very thoughtful answer that they sit and they meditate with your question for the week and just give it a lot of attention and love. So if you have a question, whether it's a burning question or more, you know, whether it's a spiritual question or something on family, something on your emotions, you can ask Dear Soul Sisters and find them at dearsoulsister.com. And while you're at their site, you can download their free gift, which is the Violet Flame Meditation. And did one of you want to just speak briefly about the Violet Flame Meditation?
Sure. So the Violet Flame is a meditation that was believed to have been given by the human race by Saint Germain. And we learned this from our friend Cindy, who is the psychic who gave Jennifer her reading after she got cancer, and who is a friend of mine and a friend of all of us now. I mean, she was a friend of my sister-in-law's, and we met her through my sister-in-law. And she's someone that we have both had readings with over the years. And she did a class on this Violet Flame. And it's a meditation for cleansing your aura, for cleansing negative energy and negative emotions, for releasing. And when she taught it, she challenged everyone in the group to do it for 30 days, and she said, you'll be amazed at the results. And I have to say, you know, I've been doing it now for 8 years, and I'm amazed at the results. But it really does. Just focusing on releasing just helps so much to get rid of things that just aren't serving you anymore. So I would recommend everybody who's listening to download it and do it for 30 days. See what happens.
Beautiful. So everyone listening, we challenge you to do the Violet Flame Meditation for 30 days, and you can get that for free at DearSoulSisters.com. So we are at the end portion of the show, and before we go, I would like both of you to just offer any parting words that you have for the listeners.
This is Jennifer. I'll go first, and I just want to say that when you're saying no to something after your heart has said you're shooting yourself and you don't really want to do it, when you say no to your friend or your family with love and with grace and humor, know that you can't take on all of their feelings and you can't control their reaction. Now, this doesn't mean you don't care about their feelings, because you say your truth with love and you can surround them with light and you can even say a quick prayer before you say your no if it's something you're worried about, to God, to the universe, to source, whatever works for you. But then let it go and let it know, let yourself know that it's their process, right? And it's, you can't control the outcome of the situation, and just speak your truth with love, with humor, grace. And I was going to give an example earlier. I'll just make it short. It's when you sometimes say no to someone, it often happens that they will be relieved. You know, we'll make this story up that they're not going to be my friend and they're going to hate me. But oftentimes you'll say, no, I don't want to meet you for coffee. I can't. I'm just too overwhelmed. And the other person will say, oh, thank God. I was going to cancel too. I was overwhelmed. So just know that. Like, sometimes your energy is meeting in the middle and you might not even know it until you speak your truth with love.
Yes, I have found that to be true over and over and over, actually.
And that falls right into what I wanted to say, which was to remember that in claiming this freedom and this power for yourself, you are offering it to others. And I think that is what we always forget. We assume that we are letting the other person down, that we are disappointing them, but really, we are giving them a gift, because by allowing ourselves to say no, we are allowing them the same. And we know how awful it feels to feel like you don't have that choice. So to offer that to someone else is just such a gift. And if everyone offered that to each other, I mean, just think of what kind of a world that would be. It would be this amazing world to live in, because we would all be free. And no one would be walking around with all this guilt, you know, kind of hovering above them or in their bodies or, you know, wherever it is. And we would just sort of all be walking in this sort of free place. And it would be fabulous. I had a friend in college, and she, you know, we always talk about guys and stuff. And she always said, you know, I wish that it could just be this thing where you just go up to someone you like and you say, hey, do you want to go out with me? And they say, no, not really. And you say, okay, that's great, I'll move on. And, you know, it's sort of like, take that into every relationship. You know, how great would it be if you could say no to someone and they didn't project something about themselves back onto you? And, you know, we could all just sort of let everything be okay. So that would be my thing. Just remember that the gift that you're claiming for yourself is also a gift that you're offering to everybody else.
That's beautiful. So well said. And I absolutely agree. I've found that to be extremely true in my life, that when people start projecting and making things complicated and not being just honest and direct and not taking the time to know their own truth and speak from there, that it is an unpleasant, burdensome conversation, and it becomes an unpleasant, complicated relationship. So. Mm. Beautiful, beautiful advice. That's what we all want, is to be free. Thank you so much for joining us today. Again, you can find them at DearSoulSisters.com. You can write a question for them there, and you can also download for free the Violet Flame Meditation and do it for 30 days and change your life, release the negativity. And you need to release to make space for the new. We have to, you know, wash ourselves, cleanse ourselves. We eat food, we go to the bathroom. You got to let go of that old stuff. We walk around holding on to it, and we get tired. We have aches and pains in our body. Our relationships get clogged. So let it go. So thanks again for being on the show today. And I want to thank all of our listeners. I really appreciate all of you for tuning in. And next week on Opening to Ecstasy, life and success coach Gina DeVee will talk to us about feminine principles for wealth, for creating wealth based on feminine principles. And she uses feminine principles to increase your wealth and your confidence, and she helps you live a life as the queen you are meant to be. So tune in next week again at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, and I will meet you here next week, same time. Many blessings on your path.
Listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more of Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette, contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.